Well, I'm just basically like everybody else out there, every guy out there, when they grill out steaks and burgers and brats and, you know, everything that's bad for you. So I decided that I kind of needed to eat more chicken. So I tried to make chicken and it was awful. So then I tried it again and again and again, and it literally took me 10 years of making bad chicken, and I finally got the recipe right. I came home from work one day and my wife ran out to the car and said that her parents had actually made chicken without me. And they grabbed a bottle of my seasoning, and she said how great it was. And she said, take a little bit of money out of savings. She said maybe take like $1,000 out of savings and go ahead and just start. You need to bottle this thing, is what she told me. So actually, it only took me about $500 to start the business, which was great. So I went ahead and just did a bunch of research on, you know, getting my raw materials and packaging and a label, and found people that you always try to find somebody that you know that can, you know, do something for you. A buddy of mine was a graphic designer, so he helped me with that. And I made up a couple of bottles and I threw it up on Facebook, and a couple people tried them out. A couple people bought a couple of them and they enjoyed them. So then after that, then I decided that maybe I was onto something, and I got some good feedback from some honest folks. And then after that, I went ahead and went to the farmer's market, the small one here, sold a couple bottles there. And then I went to the farmer's market there in Davenport, the Freight House Farmer's Market.
Right, yeah.
And I sold, I believe, close to 40 there in one day, and once I did that, I kind of knew, you know, that I was onto something, because people would try it. I'd give them a little sample before they would actually buy it. And then after that, then I went ahead and when my first store I walked into was Mercer Market, went in there and talked to them, and they were great there. And with no hesitation, they put me on the shelf, and that was the first store I was in.